As a Saturday afternoon turns to evening across the great Northwest, welcome back to a special edition of Northwest Vine Time on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack. We're joined by Rex Pickett, the author of Sideways and Vertical, his new work, the follow-up effort. Miles and Jack are back in Vertical. We'll talk about that as they take a journey through Oregon wine country. And Rex, before we talk about the new book in our next segment, I want to park on Pinot Noir for a while. You wrote the first book, Sideways, and didn't anticipate the huge impact that you would have not only on the wine industry, but on that varietal of Pinot Noir, or Pinot Noir, as many people pronounce it. Singularly, you are responsible for a huge phenomenon and this massive explosion among this varietal. How does it feel to be the guy who really took this to another level?
Well, I'm very happy for the Pinot Noir producers because I feel a certain affinity with them, because I think a lot of them are doing it really for the love, especially in the Willamette Valley. The reason I was kind of down on Merlot, I guess, is because people were making profit out of it, I'm sure people want to profit from Pinot Noir, so I felt good about it, that they're doing it for the love, they're doing it for the art, if you will, and that's what I've always how I've always approached my writing, and I just thought good things would happen. I was never in it for really the money or anything, and I feel like the Pinot Noir producers are mostly in it for the love of it, and especially in the great Willamette Valley, when I learned that you guys are planted in two-thirds of that one grape variety and are on evidently the same latitude as Burgundy. So you've got San Ynez Valley beat there in many ways. So I feel really good about it, frankly.
From your home base in Santa Monica, obviously you're very familiar with your trips throughout the 90s and whatnot. How familiar were you with Oregon Pinot prior to writing the book? Did you even know about it?
I did know about it. I mean, I used to go to wine tastings here very close to where I live. It's a now-defunct wine store, and there was just a small group of us, and every Saturday from 3 to 5 for $4, we would be tasting a lot of different wines, and the owner would always leave around 4, and his main wine guru guy, who wasn't really happy with his salary, would just start popping bottles because they never inventoried. He would occasionally open, for some reason I gravitated to Pinot Noir. I just love that grape. It seems so different to me than any other grape variety. And sometimes I was aware of it, but we were, mostly drinking probably Sonoma, Russian River, would be my guess, and obviously some San Ynez Valley. But not until 3 years ago, when I, on an assignment with Travel and Leisure Golf, I went up to the Willamette Valley and did a big spread on both golf and wine. I saw how beautiful the place was, and I started to learn more about it. I thought, oh, my gosh, and this is, of course, after Sideways, Miles has got to come here. It's two-thirds Pinot Noir. This is like, this is his home. This should have been his home turf.
Boy, no kidding. I remember that article vividly because that was one of my favorite magazines, which is now, as many magazines are, defunct. But that was a phenomenal article you wrote, and glad you had the chance to experience that, because there are some similarities, yet there are many differences between Oregon wine country and the California Pinots that you started out with, right?
Yeah, there really are, and it wasn't if I hadn't been on assignment to do that article, I'm not sure that in Vertical that my characters would have journeyed to the Willamette Valley. These things just kind of happen in the same way. I was looking for a place to play golf back in the early 90s, and I Los Angeles was a crowded place to play golf, and I found myself 150 miles north in the San Ynez Valley at this gorgeous golf course that was wide open midweek where I could just clear my head, and that really formed the genesis of it. And so I have to, let's thank Travel and Leisure Golf. And you're right, it's too bad they went under, because that was a great job.
That was it was a amazing magazine. If you're just tuning in, this is Northwest Vine Time on the Radio Northwest Network. Our special guest this weekend is Rex Pickett, the author and the man behind the movie Sideways. His new work, Vertical, is at bookstores near you. If you'd like to learn more, a couple of websites for you, verticalthenovel.com, or you can check out Rex at his own website, rexpickett.com. We'll talk more about the new book and the trip through Oregon for Miles and Jack coming up in our next segment in about 10 minutes, but I want to talk a little bit more about this impact on this varietal. We touched on that off the top, and the Oregon wineries and growers and the first movie, Sideways, there was this anticipation, Rex. I don't know if you're aware of it. Before you even visited Oregon for the Travel and Leisure article, there was this hope that after seeing Sideways amongst so many of my friends in the Willamette Valley, that these two characters that would bring them would somehow bring themselves through Oregon wine country. And thankfully that's happened. So obviously your trip for Travel and Leisure had a big impact on you.
It had a big impact. I mean, it wasn't like anyone politicked me or said, although it was kind of funny, there were a couple of people who represented the Australian Wine Commission approached Fox Searchlight and said, hey, we'll finance a movie if Jack and Miles go to Australia, which I thought was kind of funny. But, you know, obviously the movie part of it is out of my hands. No, I fell in love with it, and it kind of tied in with the idea. When we do talk about vertical, you'll see how it all kind of came into a beautiful confluence. You know, I wanted to do a road trip, and vertical is the flip side of Sideways. Sideways, Miles is essentially a failure. Now in vertical, he's a success. He gets offered, of course, it's fictional, to be the master of ceremonies at the International Pinot Noir Celebration. Although I was asked, but I couldn't make it for whatever reason back then, and so you know, that's all kind of. I draw from things in real life, Brian, and I draw from places I know, and I got to know the Willamette Valley just in the 4 days, 5 days that I was up there. I thought it's an absolutely gorgeous place, and then when I found out, not to be redundant, that you're planting 2/3 Pinot Noir, a flare went off in my head. Oh my God, Miles has got to come here. So it all worked out wonderfully, and I hope it does a great things for the Willamette Valley, because with the economy and everything else, people aren't spending $30, $40, $50 for bottles of wine as much as they were, you know, 5 years ago. And hopefully that will turn around. And the novel, if it can be even a part contributor to that turnaround, I think that I will take great satisfaction in that.
Well, you'll be happy to know that our friends from the Innet Red Hills and Farm to Fork to the Ponzi family and really every vineyard owner and winery owner and winemaker that I know, and I know most of them, the anticipation for the new book was off the charts. I know that as soon as it was out, everybody read it and they love it. And I want our listeners to stay with us because we're up against a break here. We need to take a time out. But when we return, we'll talk about Rex Pickett's new work, Vertical, and his trip through Oregon. That's up next on Northwest Vine Time.